And maybe we'll just take a moment and ask for God's help. Father, we're thankful for these beautiful choruses that we have been singing, these Christmas carols, rich in truth, many of them written several hundred years ago, and yet the truth is constant and it's relevant to us in 2025. Father, we're thankful for the privilege of being together to open the Word of God and to consider some things related to the coming of Christ into this world and the purpose why he came. Remember each family and home represented here. Bless, we pray, and give help now as we speak from the Word of God, we ask in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I'm not going to put this on social media. I'm not going to put it on Facebook or anything, but I just think it looks really, really, really good here. Just for my own purposes here. Let me get a good shot. I want to share some thoughts from the Gospel of John. In the New Testament, if you haven't read the Bible and you're wondering where you should read in the Bible, there's a lot of wonderful places to read. But if you want to learn about who God is and who his son Jesus Christ is, the Gospel of John has been a rich blessing to many, many, many people over the years around the world, and it will be a tremendous blessing to you as well. For the folks, there's a few folks here from Charlottetown, and you're going to hear a repeat. I was in Charlottetown on last Sunday night, but I was up here on Monday night with a different message, so I'm going back to the Charlottetown message with a couple of additions. So you'll just have to listen for a second time. Today, I don't know whether you found it a really short day. It is the shortest day in the year. 11:03 Atlantic time this morning, winter solstice, the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. So it's the darkest day of the year. And I want to read a verse from the Gospel of John, John chapter 12. We know a lot of Bible verses from the Gospel of John. You must be born again. We say that often. John 3:16. Many of us know that and can quote it by memory. But not so familiar with this Bible verse. But it is the words of the Lord Jesus. He said, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. And that verse has been impressing me the past couple of weeks. In fact, just coming here tonight from Summerside, I was listening to the news and they were reflecting on the tragedy in Australia. And as the Jewish population were beginning to celebrate Hanukkah just last week, you know what Hanukkah is? It's light over darkness. And if you follow the news at all, you'll know that over 20 people at the beginning of Hanukkah were killed and many others injured. And they were getting ready to celebrate light over darkness. There's a lot of darkness in the world. I think a lot of people are familiar with this verse. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. That's in John's Gospel, chapter 8. But mostly tonight, I just want to speak from this verse, and I want to talk about light, specifically the light of Christ. We enjoy nighttime when it's our time to sleep, but most do not enjoy nighttime when you can't sleep. And some people are shaking their heads. They know what it is to be awake through the night, and it's a rather miserable thing when you know you should be sleeping. Fellow Canadians who live in Nunavut spend a third of their year in darkness. And at 2:00 in the afternoon on a day in November in Iqaluit, that's what it looked like up north. where Ian's parents are missionaries in Davis Inlet. It's a dark time of year. And so I want to talk a little bit about darkness. A lot of people live on PEI, and we say it's a great place to live. I wouldn't want to live in any other place on the planet, and I really wouldn't. I love our province, Prince Edward Island, and I love it for its peace. I love it for its tranquility, and just I love PEI. But there are a lot of people who live in our tranquil island, and they experience daytime darkness. You know what I mean? I don't mean physical darkness. I mean daytime, when they wake up in the morning and it's still dark inside. And as joyous as Christmas is for so many people, yet for an awful lot of people, there's a certain darkness, there is a certain sadness. And even in this room tonight, there are people who are experiencing a certain sadness. It's their first year without a loved one at Christmas time. And so while others are joyful, they're coping with tears inside. Oh yeah, the sun may be shining brightly outside, but it's quite dark for them. And teardrops fall. Come to an event like this, and people have their cheeks all dry. And we're glad you're here. But you don't need to be ashamed to drop a tear. The God that designed our marvelous bodies, He also is the God of emotions. And He was the one that designed the tear ducts and the well inside from whence the tears come. And so it's okay to shed a tear, loneliness, disappointment. But I want you to know tonight that the big message of the Bible is Christ is your answer for your life's deepest needs and longings. We can all look back on personal events. December is a rough month for my extended family. My youngest sister, Eunice, her son ended his life this month, 3 years ago, and left to mourn a wife and three kids. And so I reach out to my sister at this time of year, just did this past week, and she says she can't explain how the Lord draws near and comforts hearts. In the most unlikely ways, in the midst of tears, He ministers to broken hearts. In fact, the big picture of the Bible tells us that God is near to those who are broken in spirit, contrite in heart. And so, no matter who you are here tonight, my sister Eunice is a Christian, and she has been for many years, and she said, I'm not a super-duper Christian. But she said, all I can tell you, Peter, in the midst of sorrow, Christ has a way of drawing alongside of you and comforting your heart. But you may not be a Christian. I can also tell you that wherever there is a broken heart and a sorrowing, sad heart, that same Christ is drawing near to you. And He wants to comfort you if you would allow Him to work in your life. Christmas is about Christ, the promised one, Messiah coming into our world to be the Savior, give us light so we would no longer live in darkness, die in darkness. And you know, there is nothing darker than sin. And it was into this world that Jesus came. And he said, I am the light of the world. I'm close to 70. You said, I thought you were 80, but I am close to 70. And this morning I was telling to the kids in Summerside the story of the shepherds. And of course, I wasn't behind a pulpit. And I wasn't trying to speak orderly. I was just trying to speak to kids and to give them in drama form what it must have been like that night. When the sky, the dark sky, was lit up. And at first, the shepherds were afraid and they were trembling. The light show of heaven. And then the angel voice, fear not. I've got good news for you from heaven. This night in the city of David, the Savior is born. And so Jesus came into this world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He didn't come for people living in a certain part of the world or a certain people group or a certain ethnicity or a certain culture or a certain language. Christ is relevant to you wherever you're from and wherever you have traveled in life. Whatever alleys you have been down, whatever lanes of life you've traveled down, you may have turned a lot of corners over the years, but Christ is relevant to you wherever you may be from and wherever your mind has gone over the years. Regardless of the church that you attend or your faith tradition or your religious beliefs, Christ is relevant to your life. And his light shines indiscriminately to people everywhere, regardless of their background, their lifestyle, or their beliefs. He doesn't hold back his light. His light is shining. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We all know this verse so well. For God so loved the world. Let's say it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now you can say it with a little bit more emphasis. Put a little bit more into it because it's he gave. He gave to this world. Jesus wasn't born in the penthouse suite in the Hyatt Hotel in Jerusalem. When he came to earth, he was born in a manger and no room for him in the inn. But God gave him, knowing that he would receive. He wouldn't be welcomed and that he would receive a hostile welcome, and he went to a cross. And so let's read it again and put a little bit more emphasis into these words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We want you to know this evening, if you feel everything else is against you and everyone else is against you, we want you to know the message of the Bible is God is for you. Remember that. In the dark days, look at that verse. Doesn't that tell you that God is for you? He gave his Son, not for a select few, not for the people who go to the O'Leary Gospel Hall. No, there will be millions in heaven who have never tell of a gospel hall. But there'll be no one in heaven who has never trusted Christ personally as their Savior. And so you remember this, in the dark days, God is for you. God is for me. There are many verses that we could quote, but John 3:16 is a very beautiful verse. Boy, girl, young man, young woman, middle-aged person, older ones like myself. Look at that verse again and think in your heart, God must really love me. He gave his Son, And it says, whosoever, whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life. Just look around the world. Sometimes I go to cities, Toronto, Vancouver, New York City, and I'm just in Detroit, but Chicago. And you look at the masses of people, even at airports. Oh, I see important people going and they're swinging their attaché cases and they look like they have their whole act together. But they're just really frail human beings with struggles like you have and struggles like I have, trying to find their way in a dark world. Adults know the expression when they hear someone say that they work the graveyard shift. That means they're working through the night shift. And maybe you feel you're always working the night shift. But you're not alone. There are a whole bunch of other people. And they're in darkness. And Jesus said, that's exactly why I came. Religion doesn't give you light. He said, people are in darkness, and I am the light of the world, and I've come that you might have life and light. That's why Jesus came. There are those living in poverty, and they're experiencing darkness. But I was telling them in Charlottetown the other night, I haven't quite finished the book. I'm great for starting books, and I never get to the end. But I'm reading a book right now. It's called The Have-Nots and the Have-Yots. That's the title. And so we know the have-nots. Many of us are amongst those, the ones who have not. But you might have a yacht. You're in a different league. You need to know from that book, they've interviewed hundreds of yacht owners. No longer do they measure your wealth and status in society by the mansion that you live in. You know how they measure your wealth now? Your prestige, the pecking order and on planet Earth is the size of your yacht. And I'm reading quotes from all these people who own not little yachts that sail into Summerside Harbor or into Tignish Wharf. No, these are mammoth yachts. Planes land on them. And I'm reading quotes from them, and they too are lost. And many of them have bunkers underground because they're scared of the future. Jesus said, amid that darkness, I am come a light into the world. Put it all together, it's into one global collage, and it seems just to be a depressing, without Christ, a depressing tapestry of shoulder-to-shoulder darkness. Everybody trying to find their own way. Everyone taking their own way. John chapter 3 says, people love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Even when Jesus came to be the light, people shunned him and stood back because his perfect righteousness and purity, the light of his life, revealed to even religious people, whoa, I am not as good as I thought I was. I have dark spots in my life. I have hidden chambers in my heart where I think about things that I shouldn't think about. And Jesus shone a light and showed that even religious people do not come up to God's holy standard and are not eligible for heaven unless they know Christ. When Jesus was here on the planet, there were times when he looked at people, his heart was very sad. One day he looked at people and he said, I wonder if a tear ran down his cheek. He looked at all the people who had come to see him, and he said, they're like sheep without a shepherd. That's what he said. It's like his heart was pained as he looked at people, sheep without a shepherd. And so it was into that scene the Lord Jesus came. And he said, I am come a light into the world that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And so tonight, the good news from the Bible is there's no need for you to be living in darkness. There are Christians here, and they know what it is to have sorrow. They know what it is to have heartache and heartbreak. They know what it is to flip their pillow over because one side is all wet with tears and they get a dry side. But you know what they have that you don't have? A Christian has a light inside. A Christian has a peace inside. A Christian, through their blinding tears, has a comfort. They know Christ as their Savior, and He's ministering to their hearts. And so that's what we would love you to think about. We quoted the verse, and we're going to sing it now. John 3:16, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from Thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at Thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at Thy birth. And so He came into the world, breaking into our darkness that sin had caused. In human flesh, it is known as the incarnation. Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, and every way you want to look at it, from every angle, the greatest wonder of the ages is when Christ Jesus came into the world. It's amazing. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, tonight He is waiting for you to embrace Him. You say, I thought you were going to say believe in Him. Yeah, that's a Bible word, believe. Or come to Him, come. But the other thought is embrace. It's like God is leaning into your life right now with His arms wide open, wanting to receive you. He's willing to embrace you with all your sin, whatever way you are tonight. If you come to Him, His arms are wide open. That's the gospel message. And He's waiting for you to throw out your arms to embrace Him and trust Him and accept Him as your Savior. You could do that tonight. No big scene, no flashing lights. Your hair won't stand up. You won't get goosebumps or anything like that. The person sitting next to you won't even know that I just welcome the Lord Jesus Christ in, and He is my Savior. This Christmas season would be like no other if you allowed Him to illuminate your heart and bring you into His marvelous light. You know, when He was born, the shadow of the cross was always there. Before He came down even from heaven, the cross was on His mind. The Bible tells us that He was like a lamb slain before He even came into the world. So the cross was a part of God's eternal plan. And just the wonders of His incarnation. I was up here on, I said Monday night, I guess it was, fully God and yet truly human. That's the wonder. The Bible says, in Him, all the fullness of the Godhead, in Him, Jesus, dwelled all the fullness of deity in His body. And so here on Monday night, I used this example. I was trying to think, how can I convey it to the youth group? So you know in Spotify, there's other, you may not use the Spotify app, But you can get the free, you don't have to pay for it, the light version of Spotify. And then they say, but if you buy the premium version, the full version, there'll be no ads. You won't be annoyed by any ads and unlimited skips and offline downloads. And I think a lot of people think that when Jesus came into the world, that he was just the light version, Messiah light version, that his omniscience was limited and his power restricted and his authority was partial. But nothing could be farther from the truth. When Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, he was the full version of God, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent, everywhere, one time, holiness, authority. He just voluntarily restrained those aspects of himself, but never diminished his power. He wasn't the downgraded version when he was born in Bethlehem. He came veiled in human flesh. And so we recommend him to you. Hebrews 1 says, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets at different times in different ways. And in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son. God has appointed him heir of all things and made the universe through him. So the little baby that was born in Bethlehem manger made the universe, the creator and the sustainer of all things. That's who he was in Bethlehem's manger. Is it any wonder when Christ came, the perfect man to lay down his life on the cross for our sins, that when they announced it to the shepherds, the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said, be not afraid, I bring you good tidings of great joy. So the incarnation, you can study it yourself, but it's all through the Bible. You just need to know that he came wonderfully, and he lived a beautiful life, 33 years. You know, when there's a disaster in Canada or the United States, the prime minister will go to that site of the disaster, or a president, and they swoop down on their helicopter and they climb down the steps and they shake a few hands and a few pictures are taken, and then up into the helicopter they go. They've been there for all of 2 hours at the disaster site. And I think of Jesus coming to the disaster site of planet Earth. He didn't just climb out of a spaceship and hang around for an afternoon and then take off. That would have been more than we ever deserved for him to visit a rebellious planet. But he came and he lived with us. Poverty, he experienced poverty. He experienced bullying. He experienced so many things. Not for a year, but for 33 years. And ultimately, that beautiful life led him to the cross. And the beautiful message of the cross, of the Bible, is that Jesus Christ died purposefully. Here's what the Bible says. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And again, Christ died for our sins. Just the whole thought, he came for a purpose. His death on the cross didn't catch him off guard. He came knowing that he was going to die on a cross for our sins, purposefully. Christ died for the ungodly. I was the ungodly one, and I can say tonight, Christ died for me. There's a beautiful verse in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It says, his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. So you know that he bore a crown on his head. You've seen those pictures. And he took the nails, and he had the spit all over his face. But he had something else on him. It says, the Lord God laid on him the iniquity or the sin of all of us. Isn't that amazing? Who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And yes, he was born in Bethlehem. He died on a cross. And the story doesn't end there either. He was raised from the dead. They put him in a tomb. They sealed the tomb. The stone was rolled away. And Jesus is alive, this very one who died on a cross for our sins. The third day was raised from the dead. And the Lord Jesus is alive tonight. And he is your Savior. He's available to you if you're interested in him. There's no other belief system in the world can tell you their leader is raised from the dead and is alive. The tomb was empty that Sunday morning. And the other point I wanted to share with you is that he rose from the dead and he still saves, thankfully. That's the beautiful news of Christmas that you need to think about. I don't know what kind of darkness your life has taken you in, what paths you're on, but all the arrows of the Bible point to Christ is light. Come out of that darkness and into the light. Or you may be a guy and you're just in darkness and the light of life is Christ. And we point you to him this evening. I saw this picture online a couple of months ago and I was doing a story about a famous person who had written Harry Potter books. And I put that picture in, how empty the soul is without Jesus. And then this one came to my mind, how dark the soul is without Christ. Just, there's every reason to feel desperate without Christ. But if you know Christ as your Savior, Jesus said, I am come a light into the world that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Just notice this, whoever believes in me. Does that include you? Would you be willing to accept him this evening? Will you receive Christ tonight? You're going to celebrate Christmas, probably. But would you go even further than just celebrate Christmas? Would you accept Christ? That really is the biggest statement. Celebrating Christmas is a nice family thing to do, a nice tradition. But what the real statement about what you think of Christ is, will you receive him tonight or not? Will you believe him tonight? Will you rest in him? And I'm just going to end there. Just want you to know that there is light in 2025, and that light that you need in your life, if you don't already have him, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so thanks for being with us tonight. The supper is probably ready to be served, and I'm just going to take a moment to give thanks for the food. Father, we are so thankful that Christ Jesus came into the world, and we're thankful for the inclusive message of the gospel. No one is excluded from the reach of your love. Father, we're thankful for the Lord Jesus, that he came, he was born, he lived a sinless, spotless life. He did miracles that proved he was indeed God in human flesh. He went to the cross, he died for our sins, and he was triumphant. He was raised from the dead, and we're thankful that he still saves souls today. Bless each family, each home, some that may be struggling right now. Just draw near to them. May they experience the sweetness and the closeness of your presence this Christmas season. And bless especially in salvation, we pray. And we take a moment now to give thanks for the delicious food that has been prepared for all of us tonight. We give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.